Bison Girls assistant track and field coach Evan Sestic is here. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. He's here because Coach Peterman is running a triathlon today. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. I didn't know she was still doing that.
She didn't know that either until until yesterday, and then she was pretty antsy on the bus ride back from Lexington.
So she's pretty excited, huh?
Looking at the weather outside, I don't think she's excited.
Uh-huh.
I think she's excited for the end, for
yeah,
it to be over.
I'm sure she is. At least it's not 90 degrees out.
Yeah. At least it has some cloud cover.
Yeah.
But she doesn't perform well in the cold is what she says.
Is what she says.
I'm hoping for some snow. Yeah. Just to give her a hard time.
Well, she's not going to get the snow. She might get a few raindrops, but that's about it. So we appreciate you coming by. And Bison Girls, like we talked with Coach Sugar on the boys' side, this Don Bader invite was a battle on the girls' side. A lot of good girls athletes over there.
Yes. And it's always good to see them perform well, especially at this point in the season. We kind of see some faltering in some of the performances just because their bodies are tired from all the hard work that they're putting through in practice and at meets, but we're tying personal best. We're still getting personal best on our side, so that's as much as I can ask from any of our girls on our team.
If you follow athletic.net, you'll recognize, see all the results. You'll see either by the names, they have the names, the times, where they're from, and either PB, which is personal best, or SB, which is season best. And every week, last couple of meets, you've had one or the other, and I see Emma Cabell as season best in the mile yesterday.
Yep, and she's been working hard. She's working hard in practice. She was really excited for that race. She pushed herself. We lined up on the back curve to help cheer her on, and I got to watch her down the back stretch to the finish line, and she overcame a district competitor from Lexington, and she beat her, got third in the mile. Again, got a season best right there, and she was really happy with it. So at this point in the season, I think she'll do well when it comes to districts.
Yeah, she's on a pretty good run right now. And I know she and Jaylee Walgren, Haley Beavers, and Brecken Gale all ran the mile relay. Didn't finish maybe as high on 4:27. That was a fast race. Kearney at 4:02 yesterday. That was a really fast race.
Yes. At this point in the season, we're hoping for the best. And the athletes are hoping for the best, and sometimes when they don't get the best, they get down on themselves. And maybe we saw some of that yesterday, but days change. We'll have a new week of track next week, and I think they'll perform a little better. They were kind of running in the wind on that back stretch, and it was hard to run into that wind, but at least it pushed them to the finish line. So I saw them try, and that's all I care about.
Exactly.
Seeing them try.
Exactly. And speaking of Haley Beavers, I know last week went 5:04. She came back 5:02, finished third. She's right up there. She's right there.
Yeah. 5:02 is the mark we got to get at districts. That's the auto qualifying height. Once she hits that at districts, she gets to go to state, no matter placing. As long as we're consistent with that, we're happy. Our 5:04 jump was okay. Mm-hmm. It could have been better. However, those standards that Lexington has for their high jump that are huge and massive and just very intimidating. So not a lot of the kids, the girls that jumped that we've seen all year round, they didn't jump the best either. But we were happy that we got 5:02 on the first jump. Even though we kind of struggled a little bit, but we got there. As long as we hit that mark consistently, we're good.
She's there. She's there. Exactly right. And the hurdles, with Jaylee Walker running the relay, she came back, she ran both hurdles, both the 100s and the 300s, had some really fast runners in that one.
Yeah. You got some. The Lexington, to me, was very interesting. We get teams, small teams, big teams from all over the state competing there. And seeing them run, it's good competition because it's set up kind of like state. And it gets them thinking to districts and to state. So it's good to put them into that situation and to hopefully push themselves a little bit harder. And then we can see where they can push themselves and where we need to be to push them even harder so they can finish with a good time or mark.
Haley Smalley had another busy day. I know she was seventh in the vault, and she also in the sprints as well, and the vault field with the number one vaulter from Kearney Catholic in the state right there. But Haley went 9 feet, and she's been right around that mark pretty much first part of the season.
Yeah, this part of the season, she's been hitting 9 feet. I think her best this season is 9.1. But I really appreciate her attitude. We put her in a lot of things, and she just performs the best she can. And she keeps getting better and better. I know one day she'll break through over 9 feet. She's still pretty young in her high school career, so I'm hopeful for the years to come. But I'm excited to have her out this season, mm-hmm. and the way that she's performing, especially with this tough competition and the sprints and the pole vault.
Then she also just finished out of getting into the finals, both the 100 and 200 too. And I saw her down at she was over at Hitchcock County the other day, and she set the meet record in the 200 there at right. Hitchcock, which was good. It was right. kind of cool to see.
And I was talking to Coach Hozek, and he coaches the sprints for the girls, and that was the first time she's ever ran a 200.
Mm-hmm.
Was the wind pushing her a little bit? Maybe. But you know what? It's setting a meet record's good, especially for the first time running a 200 in your career. So he did mention that she would take a stride every 5 steps because the wind would push her so much. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she's just a little thing. But she's pretty quick, and I think she'll get faster if we can kind of control her arms and her form and get her a little stronger. She can be pretty fast.
And the throws, I see Abby Renner had a personal best in the shot put, which is good to see.
Yep. Personal best for her in the shot. I really appreciate her demeanor. She brings a good energy to the girls. Even if girls aren't performing well, she's there to make him smile, make him laugh, and she's a very good teammate for that regard. She's been doing well. She hasn't been out for track for a while. She didn't go out last year, but Coach Marvin got her to go out and do discus and shot put,
mm-hmm.
And she's been doing well, and she's been improving throughout the season, and she has a good attitude. And she's a really good fit for the team. It's unfortunate that she's a senior, but it was a good year with her, and hopefully she does well at districts.
I tell you, the one thing, you guys, boys and girls, every meet you go to is just loaded with good teams and state leaders, not only Class B leaders, but we're talking about state leaders. So they're facing the best of the best every week, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's what's tough to them. Is they see these good athletes, and then they're put in the mix. But it's good competition. It's good to drive them a little bit, and hopefully they kind of see that as a good thing, and then we can build on it next year. But that's what it takes to get to state. You have to have that competitive drive, and putting them with the best of the best in the state is how I think we get them to see and get that competitive drive.
Gets them better every week. Exactly yep. right. Got a busy week. You're going to start first. You'll have, I'm sure, a lot of kids in that JV invite on Monday, won't you?
Yep. In terms of high jump, I'll have 2 boys and 1 girl. But there will be a lot of kids. And I'm sure I won't be sitting for too long
or
at all. So I'll be running around cheering other kids on. I like the JV squad. They're a good group of kids. They try hard. And I have no complaints about them as long as they go out and compete and have a good attitude.
Yeah, I saw the entries, but keeping an eye on that. And, there's a lot of kids because, mm-hmm. Hitchcock, North Platte, St. Pat's, Gothenburg, Chase County, Cozad, Holdridge, Minden, all bring kids for this one.
Yes, and they bring a whole bus,
mm-hmm.
if not two. Chase County is going to bring a good number of kids. I know Perkins County will as well. I know last year Perkins County brought in their best high jump girl. And I don't know if I'll see her, this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's entered, but there'll be good competition for those kids and to really push them. Hopefully they can perform well and get some personal records, and even try for a JV meet record.
Bailey Colbell has been a freshman who has really come all around for in that high jump, hasn't mm-hmm. she?
Yes, and with her, she's been sick a lot, and missed a lot of practice. But she comes when she is at practice, she has a good attitude, she tries, she listens, and then when we go to meets, I tell her, just listen to me, and I can get you a personal record, okay? Mm-hmm. And at the Medicine Valley invite held in Cambridge, she got a new personal best, and that we were really excited for that. We were hoping for 4.8, but they went by odds, and she got 4.9, which is a one-inch increase on her PR from last year, but from missing so much practice, and I couldn't ask for anything better. She's close to 4.11. If she would have gotten 4.11, I probably would have brought her to some varsity meets.
Mm-hmm.
But she's right there, and she knows her potential right now, being close to that 4.11 mark. So I think we'll hopefully get it tomorrow, or on Monday, rather, and we'll see what plays out for her. But she's just a freshman, so you know, there's high hopes for her.
Conference meet then on Saturday. Cozad girls, wow, Gothenburg with what they're doing this year. Holdridge with what they're doing. Ogallala's got some really good kids this year. That conference is going to be pretty tough again on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be stacked. But we saw a lot of those teams yesterday. We've seen Holdridge a few times, so we know what's coming. Luckily, Kearney Catholic isn't going to be there, so we can kind of get a break from them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have an actual 100 and 200 race without Hazel Harburg running in it. They've seen him all year round, all season long. So it'll be good competition on Saturday.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I think Coach Bader mentioned last week, it seems like we see Kearney Catholic every single week.
Yeah.
And so we know they're stacked and they're pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they always are with athletes. This Kearney Catholic group is something else, I think. But it's going to be a good Saturday meet, some good competition. Hopefully it's more of our level.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get some really good marks. I'm really hoping for some personal bests and maybe some records to be broken.